Jake Spaulding with you, talking Jackson Heights football with head coach Caleb Wick. And, Coach, coming off of last week, you guys now 2-0 on the season after a dominant win against Marhill Mounts Academy in your home opener, 55-0. You guys had a massive lead out the gate, and at one point in that first half, I was able to calculate, you guys were scoring every 2 minutes and 30 seconds of game time. As you had a chance to look back at film, what did you take away from that game?
You know, it was just a good overall effort by our team, and you had Titus Eisenbart scoring the first two touchdowns, one on a run, one on a pass, and then Sir Pete making an unbelievable interception on a screen pass and taking it to the house for a 10-yard touchdown. Then we got Cade Holiday finishing up the scoring there in the first quarter. It was a good team effort, and it was a good scout by our assistant coaches, and it was just a good overall combination win, offense, defense, and special teams. So we were very happy with the way we played on Friday.
Yeah, again, a final of 55-0 on Friday night against the Marhill team that, you know, they had just came off of a big win against the reigning 1A runner-ups in the Jefferson County North Chargers. And so that was a team that was poised to try and continue on that streak. As you guys were in preparation for that game last week, what was your guys' big focus when you talk about how successful you were in all three phases?
Honestly, looking at the film from last year, we were really worried about their quarterback in the run game. He really hurt us last year, quarterback run game, with QB draws and also when he would evade the pocket. We were getting to our drops. We weren't able to come up and make a tackle on him. And I thought we did an exceptional job. And I thought our corners played great. Titan Eisenbart and Drake Mellies did exceptional. And Ian Allen got his first pick. And he was able to read the quarterback and stay in his zone and read the eyes and, you know, pick off a good pass there. And we were able to get great field position on that as well. Just overall, when you're looking at the stats, you know, we end up with 376 yards of total offense, and we had short fields majority of the night. I think we were in their territory a lot during the first half, and we ended up with 179 passing yards and 197 rushing yards. So whenever you can have a balance like that, and Drake going 10 of 14 for two touchdowns and no interceptions, it's huge for him. I think that's the first time where he's had more TDs and interceptions in a game. He's been like 1-1 or 2-2, but this is great to have a zero in that INT column for him. And we were able to also limit our carries on our backs because, you know, it's a long season. And Cade Holiday, you know, has 6 carries, and Titus Eisenbart leads us with 8 carries. So we had majority of people get carries. You know, Austin Zeller only has 1 carry. Drake only has 5 carries. So when you can do that and score that many points and limit your running backs to that many carries, that's a great sign for you.
I want to talk a little bit about the defensive side here, Coach, with you again. We're talking with head coach Caleb Wick of the Jackson Heights Cobras here for the Cobra Locker Room Chats. And defensively, what I was really impressed by, because that was the game of the week for Boz and I from the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We pick one game every single week to go watch the first half of. And that was the rallying to the football that we saw in that game. How important is it for you guys in practices and when you guys are preaching to these kids about supporting each other when you're looking at rallying to the football?
You hit the nail on the head right there. I think it starts with practice. And, you know, we want 11 hats to the football. We do a lot of pursuit drill and practice, and we do where we stop the defense during scout team. Everybody has to run to the football, and we break down on the football. And, you know, going over our defensive stats a little bit, I think our leading tackler was 6 or 7 tackles, and everybody had quite a few assists. And if I'm pinpointing one guy just by looking at stats, I would have to look at Anthony Galata there on the defensive line. You know, he only had 2 tackles and an assist, but then he has 2 sacks. He has a tackle for a loss. And then you can talk about Sir Peak with an interception and a touchdown. And, you know, Cooper Hewitt got in there and had a couple tackles. And Austin Zeller had a couple tackles. And this is the first year where we can say we have some legitimate depth on the team, where if somebody goes down or if somebody needs a blow, we can put another guy in. And honestly, our defense doesn't lose a beat, and that's when you know you have a pretty good defense. But with that being said, we know we have to get better, and we're going to have a challenge this week against Horton.
One final thing here about last week, Coach. You talked about on the plus side of the 50-yard line offensively, and how important is that because of your defense, how stout it was, to give your offense a short field to work with?
Massive. And when you're looking at Jackson Heights football the last 6 or 7 years, probably the last 13 years, 12 years since I've been here, we've never had a kicker that would kick it inside the 5, and so we're able to pin them deep inside their own territory. And I'll tell you what, John Ludwig has been doing an amazing job with kickoffs and kick returns and everything. He was 7 or 8 on extra points, and the only one that he did miss was a mess up by our interior front, and he tried a 47-yard field goal, which would have been a tie for the school record, but Drake was unable to get it on the tee. But we're going to give him one. I don't know if it's this week or the week's gone or the week's, you know, coming ahead, but there's going to be a game where he's going to be very, very valuable for us, and that's been a blessing for our defense because it's always good when you can, you know, pin a team down inside the 20 and go three and out and get the ball at midfield every time. It was perfect. It was great, and we're just lucky to have him on our team.
Jacksonites 2-0 after their 55-0 win over Mar Hill last Friday. We'll talk with head coach Caleb Wick after this timeout about 1-1 Horton on the road here on the Jackson Heights Locker Room Chat. Welcome back. Jake Spaulding with you as we're talking Jackson Heights Cobra football here with head coach Caleb Wick as we enter week number three. The Cobras 2-0 hitting the road to take on the Chargers of Horton, who are 1-1. And, Coach, as you take a look at the tape and as you prepare this week for the Horton Chargers, a team that got an opening win of the season at Valley Falls by 30, and then they dropped their most recent game last week at JCN 14-28, the final score in that one. This will be their first home game of the year, and you guys roll into town. As you prepare for a game such as this, what sticks out for you as you're preparing for the Chargers?
We're going to have to be really, really assignment sound. You know, what they run, we should be very familiar with the wishbone and the flex bone. They do a little bit different with their stand-up tight ends. And but overall, it's this gap scheme, and we're going to have to fill in all their gaps. And they have big old fullback number 40 that, you know, can run downhill. And, you know, I think they really want to, really, really want to, you know, get the time of possession. I think just by watching film, I know they had the ball a lot longer than JCN last week. And they were right in that game. They fought tooth and nail with JCN. Like you said, the defending or reigning runners-up in Class 1A. So whenever you can do that on the road, you know you have a pretty good football team. And going in this Friday, being their first home game, you know, the crowd's going to be jacked up. You know, in some aspects, you know, maybe the favorite us going in, the Northeast Kansas League title. So, you know, they're going to be sky high, to put it bluntly. And I know their coach is going to, you know, have them ready to play. And we had a little trouble with them there last year when we were playing there, and they were able to run the wishbone. And I think we got up early, and they were able to go and have like an 8-minute drive or something and score and tie the game up or even maybe take the lead. And, you know, we can't have that happen this Friday. And we, you know, ball security is always going to be an issue that we have to worry about, special teams, defense, flying to the football, making sure we're assignment sound. And offensively, we just got to keep doing our thing. We just got to keep, you know, try to make it 50-50 split with the run-pass option and, you know, get off the ball on the offensive line and make sure we can secure the catch and, you know, just take care of the football. And I think we'll be all right on Friday.
You're referencing last year's contest. That was a Jacksonites win in week one, 42-6 over the Chargers. A couple Horton guys you're referencing. You referenced number 40. That's Talon Hooper, 6'1", 220-pound running back. But Dalton Niosi had a career day in week one against Valley Falls, running for over 200 yards and two touchdowns. When you talk about attacking that from the defensive side of that flex bone, the wishbone, assignment sound is a prime thing that your defense has got to be ready for, right?
Yeah, and we got to run the football. Like we said in the first segment, we did an exceptional job at that on last Friday against Mar Hill, having 11 halves of the football, and we're definitely going to have to do that this Friday because if they break one or if we can't find the ball, like the wishbone and the flexbone is supposed to make you do a little deception, then we're going to have trouble on Friday. So we definitely have to be assignment sound. We have to wrap up. We have to tackle every running back, and hopefully if we can do that, we'll have a lot of short fields, a lot of three and outs, and get the ball, you know, if we can pin them deep and have some short fields.
And I want to bring up the fact that you guys have now once again on the road at home, on the road again. What's it like preparing the kids? Is there any different preparation for home games versus road games in the prep week?
Not really any different preparation. The after school is what's different. You know, after school for home games, we have a team meal, and then they go into a separate room where they can, you know, watch a little bit more film or get mentally focused, mentally prepared for the game. And on the road, we usually get there very, very early, but my assistant coaches have talked me into getting there a lot later because, you know, some of these places in Northeast Kansas, their locker rooms are at a separate site than their school, so we would have to be in a hot locker room or outside in the hot weather, and it's supposed to be extremely hot today, and even tomorrow it's supposed to be hot as well. So hopefully we're going to keep the kids here, and leave a little bit later and get there right before pregame and, you know, go dress and everything and try to, you know, shore up everything before we leave. So hopefully we can do that and the plan's effective.
All right, Coach, you referenced the weather, and, yeah, it's going to be in the lower to mid-90s with a slight decrease in the humidity tomorrow. When you look at the way the football weather's been the first couple weeks of the season, this is going to be one of the hottest weeks so far. So is that something that you guys are preparing for as well?
Yeah, you know, we had those first couple of practices for sure, and, you know, we had that wet bulb test, and we couldn't practice there the first two or three days because of the heat, so we were able to, you know, be flexible and, you know, get some stuff done, not using full pads. So, honestly, this might be the first test in the heat with pads on, and, you know, I love Keisha for doing this wet bulb test. I love him for, you know, making the practices and everything where, you know, maybe you can wear pads, maybe you can't wear pads, but then it confuses me a little bit where if you put the wet bulb out there and we're still on the red or the black and it's a competition day, they still say you can play. So that's the only thing I'm a little concerned about if we're that high, especially with the size of our kids. But, you know, with the added depth that we have, hopefully we can two platoon a little bit on the lines and hopefully we'll be ready to go.
All right, that's head coach Caleb Wick of the Jackson Heights Cobras talking with us every single Thursday. Coach, good luck again this week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Coach Caleb Wick of the Jackson Heights Cobras here on the Jackson Heights Locker Room Chats, proudly presented by the Farmers State Bank in Houlton, Farm Bureau Financial Services with Rob Wera, Mitchell Nickel, Casey Patterson, also in Houlton, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Community Healthcare System, Houlton Family Health Center.